entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I appreciate it. Sorry that we took a week off. Sorry that we weren't as consistent as we like to be. When I say we, I mean me, Ken, from New Jersey, and also my bald, follically challenged fuckface friend that you know as Frank the Germ Freak. Frank, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. Good evening.
It's evening.
Well, in some places.
That's true. See, you are being considerate to those of us listening. When I say us, I'm including the people saying because I'm fucking stupid. Yeah, whatever. People around the world. Good morning, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. Are you shitting? Are you shitting? I just said shitting. I just hate the sound of my fucking voice. And I'm sorry. Frank, you're doing okay, though?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Everything's going okay as we transition into fall, into autumn.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you a person? Do you prefer the word fall or autumn?
I prefer Indian summer.
Okay, well, you really can't say that nowadays. But either way,
this is something we go back and forth on. And you know what? They fucked up everything, but they won't fuck up Indian summer. You know why I like it? It's almost like when old people refer to the fourth floor of a building as N heaven. It's hardly summer, but this must be the only summer that an Indian would enjoy. That's the only way I could ever imagine that being a phrase, something born out of racism for the Native Americans. N heaven, for those of you who don't know. Are you uncomfortable with me saying that?
No, not at all.
I'm not saying nigger.
I just realized when you were talking Indians, I realized we forgot to get Indian corn over the weekend.
Where did you go that you forgot the Indian corn?
We went to Allstead Farms.
By the way, can I applaud you for just steering me out of the icy cul-de-sac that is the discussion of N heaven, which is nigger heaven. Anyway, so yeah, you went to where to get this stuff? What were you getting? What were you doing, Frank? I steered into the hazard. As I complimented you, and I'm sorry, I'm not flawless.
Okay. we went to Allstead Farms in Chester, New Jersey, on Route 513, old Route 24.
Oh, okay.
You're familiar with this area, right?
Yes.
It's by the on the same street as the former Larison's Turkey Farm, which is no longer Larison's Turkey Farm.
Yeah, it's for those of you who really want to get hyper local. By the way, I like how you tailored your greeting for those of us in fucking French Indochina, and then you vividly described a street in Chester, New Jersey, the location and whereabouts of a farm that you went pumpkin picking.
Right.
So you went to this farm, which is a working, functional farm that I guess makes their money by having all these fall festivities. And I've been there a couple of times. Is this your first
Chester's
time?
Chester's a very quaint town.
Very quaint, indeed.
It's got those antique shops along the main street there.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very good feeling when you're there.
You know why it's better than most towns that have those antique shops?
Why is that?
Because when you're dragged into them by your significant other, if you happen to have a snack, they don't care. They don't give a shit. You walk in there with a fucking an apple on a stick, a donut, or a fucking ice cream cone. They're not worried that you're going to smear it all over their goods. Have you ever been in a place where they forbid you? They kick you out of the store because you're eating something? Yeah, you're not allowed to. Not allowed
have
to eat
you, you've literally been kicked out of stores for eating.
Just
that's never happened to me.
Just this weekend, we'll get in. We'll get. I got this weekend. We went to Cape May, and I had an ice cream cone, and I was shopping with Amanda because she does that.
Is that that walk thing?
No, it was something else. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't mean to take away from
Beth. So anyway,
wait, what was I'm sorry. Can we take another tangent? You just started to do something.
Oh no, just single.
No, you just started to do something.
What?
You just said Beth.
Oh no, I just had a little ditty in my head.
Well, what was it? What put that in there?
Oh, Beth. Beth, what can I do? Beth, what happened was Beth is sung by the Peter Criss. He's the drummer of the band, and I was
the Peter Criss.
Right. By the way, that's not his real name, but either way.
I won't hold that against him.
And I was thinking of other songs, other hit song bands that had drummers as sang songs. But anyway,
oh, by the way, I just want to share something with those of you who didn't get to hear our warm up. I don't usually record these, but I decided this would be worth saving.
Oh, Beth, what can you do? Beth, you hear me calling? You know I want you, yeah. Me and the boys are playing. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do? I wasn't aware you were recording that.
We usually just record it so I could see the levels. And I never save it because it's usually you reading some fucking document or something out of a goddamn Reader's Digest. And then you just say, you do your noises or whatever. But this time you decided to sing that song. I picture you now walking into Allstead Farms with your family in tow, ready to get some fucking fall on, ready to engage in some fucking brown and orange, crispy, cold fucking fun as you're humming and whistling this fucking tune. And so you go into this farm. And right. The goal, what's the goddamn goal, Frank?
Well, obviously, it's fall. It's picking pumpkins and all that stuff. And the problem with this place is I hate the kind of place where you drive down the road and these people are fucking flagging you and where to park and this and that. And it was very muddy that day, so we went to the parking lot and, I had my wife's minivan and
How does that handle, that car?
It doesn't handle too well. It's a Honda Odyssey, actually.
So it's muddy. For those for the people who haven't been to this place, which is everybody listening, first of all, you drive into this place that has a decent like little entrance, but no parking. And you're directed by these fucking like questionably European people that are like fucking Scandinavian. They have some weird kind of accent. They're flagging you down wearing flannel vests, and they have fucking... this smirk on their face. They're waving you down to go park in this big grass field. And as Frank was saying, it's pretty fucking muddy. So normally on a grass field, you know, you're okay. But if for some reason you decide to pick pumpkins and it rained within, I don't know, 3 days, that horse shit, fucking mulchy, goddamn shredded root patch of fucking grass is going to be a death trap. And you're in your Honda Odyssey driving on this fucking loose soil. I guarantee you had a fucking issue. I guarantee it.
I had an issue for sure. I got stuck in the mud. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened was you're about following there's five cars ahead of you and you're going into the parking lot. You know that you're the fifth car behind, so you know people. You say to yourself, "What's the point of staying behind this line of cars? Because the person who ahead is going to get the spot." So I veered off and made a left and made a right into the mud zone.
Yeah,
and I went into the muddy area, and as soon as I pulled in, I was a little catty corner, so I wanted to fix it up, and I got stuck in the mud.
Yeah,
and the
problem with the parking on the grass bullshit is. There's no marked spots, so you try and make you feel like I can make extra room, I'll make it easy for me to get out. Oh, nobody's parked on this side of the fucking grass. I can go over there and I'll have a straight shot out. But you're driving into the part that nobody's parking because it's pure horseshit. And so you get stuck.
Literally.
Yeah, it is. It is. This, the horses were actually just shitting fucking oats where your car is now stuck. So you got stuck, and did you notice that you were stuck the minute you parked? Or
well, yeah, because I was, you know, I was pressing the gas, and it was making this, like, ticking sound, and I got a little nervous. I actually got nervous that there was something wrong with the car because I was pressing the brake, and it was making an awful sound. But what blew me away is the people who had no problem volunteering to push me out of the mud while I sat dry in the car.
So, were they employees?
Not all. No, it was one was an employee, and two were just customers like myself.
Oh, just people with their fucking pumpkin wagon.
Right, and I'm spitting out, and these people are getting blood. They're getting mud splattered on them.
Wait, okay. you're just perched in your vehicle.
I'm in my vehicle. I'm spitting out, and these people are at
you're,
the hood.
You're flooring it.
I'm flooring it, and they're getting mud splattered all over their clothes. Never in a million years would I ever fucking volunteer to do that. I never ever. Ever would I ever volunteer to push somebody out of the fucking mud? Yeah, never. I would fucking look the other way, pretend I didn't see it.
First of all, I would never volunteer to begin with because I don't really want to get involved with that. But I think what they were hoping by volunteering, they were hoping that you'd have some understanding as far as what you need to do as they're pushing behind you. And the thing you need to not do is fucking floor it and fling mud in their faces. They wanted you to maybe put it in neutral or something, and they'll push you a little bit, get you to some firmer ground, and then you try it. Tap the gas. Just, like, get the tires spinning until you feel like it catches. Don't just fucking lay on it and have a goddamn fucking riverboat of mud being just flung into their faces.
And then I'm saying to myself, after it's done, you know, do I offer them a towel? What do I do, you know? So, you know,
bad were they, honestly? Like, after helping you, you got your car into ground.
They had mud, like, up a little above their knees. They had mud. And they had some spatters on their shirt.
Were they leaving or just about to enjoy the festivities?
I don't know.
You could have possibly ruined a fucking family moment. Like,
right.
These are moments that get photographed. I noticed that you took pictures with your family and the fucking pumpkins.
Well, I took the, and what I call it was, I called it the
obligatory.
No, gratuitous pumpkin photo. But what I mean by gratuitous is, you know, there's no need for me to be taking a pumpkin photo of my kids' pumpkin packing. But everybody
pumpkin
else puts
packing?
Photos of their, yeah. Everybody else puts photos of their kids, so I said, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? I don't put photos of my kids very often, but usually the pumpkin thing, I do take a picture of them and put it up there.
You know, not too many men are willing to be photographed pumpkin packing without getting without getting paid for it.
Yeah.
I mean, these are memories that are fucking forged, that are stored in your kids' brains. Like, when you go pumpkin picking, you'll do it eventually on your own. Outside of the realm of your parents, like, your kids are going to take their kids to do the same thing. And if you did it right, Frank, as a parent, if you didn't fuck this up, then they'll have something that they could relate to and have that moment right at the forefront. They'll remember it and enjoy it and think of you. But now, the family that's covered with mud because they decided to help you, who just fucking helpless bald man, get out of a fucking a cow pie. They're going to remember the day that mom and dad smelled like fucking shit and yelled at everybody to get on the fucking hayride.
And I don't know if you ever looked at their options, but they have a legal size page of things you can do and what the prices are for each thing. And it's mind-boggling.
I've done everything there. I'll tell you this. I've done – here are the things that they can do. Let me know if you've done them, and let me know if there's anything new. The corn maze.
Okay, we didn't do that.
You didn't do that. Why? Too expensive? Cheapo?
Couldn't
open up the wallet? Cheap face?
Those corn mazes, you know, after about the first 5 minutes, they grow very boring.
Okay, so no corn maze.
Would you agree with that?
I would agree. Did you
– I mean, you're the – go ahead.
Did you take advantage of the free – hay bale pyramid?
I saw that fucking pyramid. The kids are coming out of there soiled from head to toe. It was the most mangiest looking fucking hay I ever saw in my life.
They have these bales of hay just basically brought up to maybe a 5 to 7 level pyramid. And you could stand on top of it and you feel like you're at the top of the goddamn farm. Not even the world, the farm. And it's kind of fun to run up and run down. And, you know, I did it as an adult, and I would assume it's infinitely more fun as a child. Because if you can experience slight fun as an adult, as a child, that slight fun is like fucking exuberance.
I emailed you the admission things. They have passes. They have a lieutenant pass, a captain pass, a major pass, a colonial pass, colonel pass. Lieutenant pass includes unlimited access to the Tell to the Marines Corps maze, the pick your own fields, orchards, and the free hayride shuttle. This pass does not include the $3 pick your own pumpkin. Captain pass includes unlimited access. It just goes on and on.
You have to pay to go and pick pumpkins?
Yes.
And then pay for pumpkins?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I'd like you to see the itinerary I sent you.
I'm looking in right now. You sent it to
It's a DJ New Style.
Sure.
You get a headache trying to read trying to comprehend this fucking list of shit that you gotta do.
I got a little bit of trivia here, Frank. For those of you who check out my YouTube channel, there's a video called Goat Feeding.
That's where it took place?
That very video was shot at Allstead Farms, where Frank...
I'm sure I saw that goat there.
The place that we're talking... You saw King of the Tire? You didn't see King of the Tire.
I don't know. I took a couple of goat pictures. I was in heaven when I saw those goats because they were the most cutest fucking goats ever.
There's one goat that's like red and white striped, and he's got those fucking dumb rectangular pupiled goat eyes. He refused to stop standing on the tire. He would just stand on this big fucking tire full of goat shit in the middle, and therefore I gave him the name King of the Tire. Anyway, so we're talking, Lieutenant Pass is what, $12? It gives you unlimited access to Tell It to the Marines corn maze.
Yeah, I guess that's their theme of the corn maze this year.
What the fuck? They have a theme for a corn maze?
Well, they make the corn maze into a Marines of some sort. I don't know.
But why would you? What would you want to tell to the Marines? Why is it Tell It to the Marines? What are there fucking soldiers in there that you berate? You tell them good job or something when you fucking make a turn? The pick your own fields and orchards, which are like apples and fucking.
And by the way, the only apples left were the Red Delicious. There was nothing else left.
What's wrong with that?
And what I found very odd about this place is whenever you go to these apple picking places, there's always signs posted, please pay for your apples before eating them. There were no signs in this place, and people were munching on these apples backwards and forwards. So I said, fuck it. I ate the fucking apples too.
You have said in the past you were so fucking.
Right,
staunchly against
people doing that. No signs on this farm that prohibits you from doing as such.
So Allstead doesn't put the sign.
No
up.
Sign. So I was taking bites and throwing them on the fucking floor. Taking bites, throw them on the fucking floor. I don't give a shit.
You just wasted apples.
I was
at the
my
very least.
Worth.
At the very least, you could have held them and thrown them to the goats.
And there was so
it.
Much mushy fucking apples that you walk down those orchards, it smelled like fucking vinegar.
Oh yeah, yeah. They rot on the goddamn ground. Yeah, they're pretty bad. I never did that. I would never do that. But what I did do, something that's also included in the age 2 to 11 lieutenant pass for $12, was the free. Anything free. Free pyramid and free hay shuttle hayride. Which is, they act like it's some fucking fun thing, but it's necessary to get to the fucking pumpkin patches.
Right.
You have to take the goddamn hayride.
And there's people who pay just for the fucking hayride. They go around in a fucking circle like a bunch of buffoons.
It's true. If you don't get a package, you have to pay a couple bucks to get on this fucking hayride.
But people were staying on the hayride just for the fucking ride and going around the fucking farm several times. They would just stay there.
I mean, you took your family there. So, I mean, it's fun for the kids, but you went with your wife, I'm assuming. Or are you estranged at this point?
My wife and three children.
Okay. How fucking silly do you feel sitting on goddamn hay in a fucking trailer? Like you're going to break the border and hope for the best. Kiss a rosary and just pray that nobody catches you. It feels so fucking silly as an adult to sit on a fucking hay bale and actually have them dignify it by calling it a fucking ride.
And what happened was, now do you have to, like I said, now do you have to stand in line for 45 minutes to get into the fucking place. You got to stand for a half an hour to pay for the stuff. So my wife said we should just leave the pumpkins here and go to Pathmark like Ken and Amanda do and get the pumpkins.
Yeah, we always go to Walmart.
Walmart.
Ever since, you know, we actually did do this, the Allstead place, 1 year. We did the fucking...
And did
we,
you actually buy the pumpkins from there?
We waited in line. We did everything. We you know, just talked to the fucking Scandinavian people. So they gave us our tickets, got on the hayride, found the perfect pumpkins. I took this big one. We were going to have a goddamn jack-o'-lantern competition. I got a big one with a flat face. Amanda got a little fat, round one. Both very large pumpkins. We were really excited, trying to think of like what we're gonna do. Like, I'm gonna make a fucking witch. Well, I don't give a shit. I'm gonna make a fucking vampire. I'm gonna make a dog. Yeah, you're not gonna make a fucking dog. So we're carrying our pumpkins. She gets tired. I offer, I'll carry your pumpkin. Now, Frank, how far away are the fucking pumpkin patches? How far away?
Many yards.
Many yards. It's at least a 10-minute fucking hayride.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're waiting to get on the hayride 5 minutes, and you have to walk another 5 minutes to get to the place where you get on the fucking ride. So it's about 10 minutes, and then another 20 minutes on the fucking piece of shit. I'm an immigrant for 10 minutes hayride, and then you have to wait in line and carry it to the register and serpentine around fucking ropes and stand next to pigs and shit. I held these fucking pumpkins for what seemed like an hour, and I'm probably cheating myself out of 10 minutes. I held these fucking pumpkins, each of them easily 25 to 30 pounds each. I'm carrying them, both of them, holding them forever. Wait in line. We're the next person in line at the goddamn cashier, and these people were like, we were making fun of their fucking pumpkins the entire time that we were in back. I'm like, look at these. What are they going to do with those little-ass fucking pumpkins? You could probably make the standard jack-o'-lantern, but that's just fucking gay. Why would you do that? That's stupid. Who wants the standard triangle-eyed jack-o'-lantern? You need a big one to make a cool face. You're not making a fucking dog, by the way. It's not going to happen. So they get up, and they pay, and their two little-ass pumpkins get rung up. $37.95. $37 for pumpkins that we ridiculed that they had. And our pumpkins are at least, each of them are three times larger than one of their pumpkins. And we're thinking, holy shit, $37 for two little ass pumpkins. We're going to be like $75 in the hole if we fucking pay for these. We waited all that time in line. We were second in line, next ready to fucking be rung up and pay. We set the pumpkins down, and we fucking left. And then we went to Walmart and spent $4 on pumpkins that ultimately were about as big and just as fucking carvable. So we got the entire experience, and Allstead got none of the fucking money. So suck it, Allstead. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Correction. They got my fucking hayride money. I had to pay for the fucking hayride. I wouldn't spring for the lieutenant pass, Frank. Didn't want to do it. So did you do what I did? Did you go pumpkin picking only to just fucking drop them?
No, we considered it, but we paid for them like the idiots that we are.
How much did you drop on these?
I didn't even want to know. I told Donna not to even tell me. I stayed far clear because I didn't want to see how much it came to.
How many pumpkins did you get?
It was three pumpkins. You know, it was decent sized pumpkins and a half a bushel apples.
You probably paid $100.
I don't want to know.
You probably... Can Donna call in real quick and just let us know?
She's upstairs.
Okay. Well, I'm really curious. Just try and find out from her. If she's listening, tell her to let you know. I don't know, man. It's a fucking thing. I enjoy the fall season. Amanda certainly loves it. She likes when all the fucking... pumpkin coffees hit the delis and every other coffee place. She likes the fall flavors. The ice creams and shit. She likes the festivities, which is, I think, we'll probably be going to Allstead Farms sometime soon.
So here you are bashing it. Now you're going to go to it.
We're going to go to it because we like to look at the goats, just like you did.
I just let them lick my hand because their tongues are like little sandpaper, and they were licking my little fingers. And the one had snot all on its nose, and I was just wiping the snot off of it.
Did you see the all the carrots and the shit by the fence. There's just a never-ending gutter of shit in that fucking place.
You know what?
What do you have goats for at a fucking farm?
I've really been thinking about volunteering. Like, I've always wanted to work on a farm, and I think about going to people's farms and just saying, can I work here for a day just to see what it's like?
You should go try Allstead. They have goats. You would love it.
I would love it. I would be the goat master.
You know what? The goat master. Yeah, they're going to bring you in as a part-time goat master. Then you know, there's a lot more involved in working on a farm than letting goats sneeze on you and lick you and pet them. You know, it's not going to happen. I mean, these people that are from fucking Eastern Europe, they're here to with the hopes that they're going to somehow earn citizenship. They're indentured servants, cleaning shit from animals and catering to fucking bald pumpkin buying assholes and their awesome family that they don't deserve. So you got stuck there.
Thanks, asshole.
I'm sorry. What's the
that's
matter?
That's a terrible thing to say.
What? You have a family that's better
that
than
I don't
than
deserve?
A family that's way better than you deserve.
Oh, thanks.
Well, do you think you're a saint, Frank? Do you think you're a good... Let me ask you this. In your perception of yourself, do you think you're a good person?
I don't steal. I don't lie. I tell the truth. I'm faithful.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I bet you didn't steal when you took two or three bites out of an apple every five steps
there were no
and
signs.
Threw it on the ground.
There were no signs.
Let me ask you something. When you got that bushel of apples, were they free? You paid for them, right?
There were no signs.
You can't just walk into a fucking bodega and start opening up the Cheetos, take a fistful out, and then just throw it back
on
the shelf.
Do you prefer crunchy Cheetos or puff Cheetos?
Well, wait a minute. Cheetos only have one kind. It's like
they make them puffed now as well.
They do? Okay, so but those
do you
aren't
for the puff or the crunchy.
But the puff are not really known as Cheetos. Cheetos has copied the cheese doodle to kind of completely take over the market of cheese snacks.
Are you a fan of the cheese doodle?
When they're stale. Yes.
Excuse me?
When they're stale.
You like stale cheese doodles?
Yes. I don't want them to be crunchy. I like when they're like styrofoam and you can take them and you go with your tongue and you go and you flatten them.
Now, do you lick your cheesy fingers?
I have to. Yeah, because and if I don't have a wet nap or a wet ones, as you carry on you all the time, if I don't have that, I got to get some kind of moisture to properly clean the fucking orangeness off your fingertips. A dry napkin isn't going to do it. Because it'll get the dust off and the grease, but your hands will be stained. And keep in mind, I don't make a habit out of eating these, but whenever they're available, typically at a fucking, like a party that is described as cake and coffee. your family ever bring you to a place?
My mother used to call it coffee and.
Wait, coffee and?
Coffee and the word and.
And that's it?
Yeah, they're coming over for coffee and.
Really? She just fucking just she cut herself off because she knew she wasn't putting cake out.
No. I'm just saying. You know, if people are coming over for dessert after a holiday, they're coming over for coffee and.
They're coming over for coffee and. That seems a little bit hipsterish for your mom. My mom would always say, "Cake and coffee, cake and coffee." Oh, they come over for cake and coffee.
Was your family? I mean, when you were little, when you lived at home. Which was only a couple months ago. Did you guys do the traditional dessert after dinner, or it wasn't really that?
Just wait. What do you mean? Like,
when your mother would make dinner? I mean, did she have like was there a dessert course, or you just after dinner you just went on your own?
Oh no! If the dessert was a free for all, if it was available, and it consisted of a box with ice cream in it.
A box with ice cream in it?
Yeah, and it wasn't like a parfait. Or some kind of a fucking fancy prepared dessert. It was like.
But wouldn't there be like once in a while your mother would make like a cake or a pie and that would be the big dessert for the night or something?
That would be like a weekend thing. She would make it on a Saturday or a Sunday and we'd have it that night.
Isn't it true that you used to go to church only to get free breakfast?
That is not true.
I apologize.
That is not true.
See, what Ken would do was he would go to church. With his parents, and they would go for breakfast afterwards, and he would go to church simply for a free breakfast afterwards.
What is it called when you ask someone the answer to something and they say the opposite of what you expect?
No, but you've admitted to me that once or twice you've gone just for the breakfast.
Yeah, once or twice I wasn't really feeling church. And I was more excited about the two eggs over medium, bacon crispy, potatoes with the shit in it, and the wheat toast.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying when I say potatoes with the shit in it?
The grizzled stuff? You mean the...
No. They actually make you say potatoes with the shit in it at this one place. And what you'll get is potatoes with onions and peppers in it.
Oh,
Like, it's so fucking fancy that they have to have a special way to order it. Like, when you go to In-N-Out, not that I would know, but I bet you Ed's probably at one right now, so he can fucking sympathize. When you have to say animal style to get fucking onions on it.
Are you a guy who puts ketchup on your home fries?
I am. I am that guy. Exactly.
Really?
To the T.
See, that takes the flavor of the home fries away.
Then why put anything on anything?
Are you a fan of the soup and sandwich?
Do you use condiments at all?
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't use salt very well. I mean, I don't use salt. Like, a lot of people, as soon as the food comes down, they put salt on it. I'm not one of those people. Are you? Do you automatically put salt on your food?
No, I don't do that. Now, Frank, do you realize that, like, much like Taylor ham and pork roll, the term home fries, while it's very, very normal and common to us, it's not necessarily known across the country. Are you?
What do they call it?
They probably just call it potatoes or potatoes. Taters.
Plump woman.
Taters. Taters. They're not boiled. They're not fucking boiled potatoes. They're just fucking potatoes that are goddamn cooked on a grill. That's it.
They're pretty damn good.
They're pretty goddamn good.
Are you a fan of the soup and sandwich combination?
I am a fan of that. In fact, I had that last night.
Please describe the sandwich and the soup, please.
I had a you pick two. At Panera, I had the Frontega chicken and some fucking just shit-ass sorry excuse for French onion soup.
You know what? I'm really...
French onion fucking soup.
I've been getting very disappointed in Panera lately. I really have.
Have you been? Why?
For reasons as such. The quality of the food.
What is your number one complaint with Panera?
Well, you know, I went and got the salad with the strawberry and the apple. They put the crushed apples, the dried apples on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I asked for more apples. And she looked at me like I had 10 fucking heads because they gave me they have this fucking wooden bowl with the apple shits in it. It was the fucking last of it. It was just all fucking crumbs. I says, I wanted the big ones. I says, I like a little more apples. And she looked at me like I had 10 fucking heads.
Yeah, that's not what they do. They take out a spoon that says apples, and that has the exact fucking amount of apples they're going to give you. They scoop it into the apple bin, and then they throw it in your fucking bowl.
And I'll tell you
bowl.
Something else about Panera.
Tell me
somebody,
something else.
Somebody told me this. This fucking soup isn't fresh.
It's not! It's not. And you know what else? You know what the worst part is? It's in a bag. It's pre-made in a fucking bag, and they dump it into a little hot thing. But they have policies in place, because I spoke to someone who worked at a Panera. They have policies in place that you are not to be seen pouring that bag into the hot bowl that they draw it from. They have little canisters that are set into the counter behind the place where they work, and they scoop it out with the ladle. What you're supposed to do is take that thing out to the back, cut open this plastic fucking pillowcase of French onion, and dump it in there, and then carry the pot out like you just took it off the burner. It's deception, and I don't like it. But then you have to figure, like, oh, is this guy that used to work at fucking Exxon really just... Did he just become an expert at soup? The guy that took a fucking ceramic bowl. Because they give you real utensils, you give them more credit.
See, the problem with the soup and sandwich combination is you usually just get a half a sandwich. Isn't that correct?
Well, yeah.
And you get a cup of soup as opposed to a bowl of soup.
Yes.
I prefer a bowl of soup and a full sandwich.
No one's stopping you from ordering that.
That is correct.
You can. Do you do that? Do you find that...
I do not do that, no.
Do you walk into Panera and say, oh, I'll have the Frontega chicken, and I'll have the French onion soup, and they go, "Oh, pick two?" And you go, "No.
I want the full size."
"Oh, I pick two, but I want two separate." Because I remember we went to Panera, and you did exactly that. I got a pick two, and you had two fucking entire meals. You had three pounds of sandwich and a gallon of soup.
It was a grilled chicken sandwich and a fucking salad. I don't think it was.
Was it embarrassing?
No, it wasn't soup and sandwich. It was a salad and sandwich.
Oh, okay. Whatever. You get the huge salad, but you got the big salad.
Let me ask you this: a thing of fucking potato soup.
Is it embarrassing when you have to explain to them, "No, it's not a pick two. It's two
the
separate
pick two
meals."
Is just with the soup and the sandwich, not with the salad and the sandwich, is it?
Yes, it is. And yeah, you can do soup or salad, whatever. And you go, "No, it's not a pick two. It's two meals. And yes, I'm eating it here."
Oh, shit.
And then they have to go, "Okay, well, for your sandwich, what side would you like? Apple, chips, or bread?" "Bread." "Okay, and for your soup, you're entitled to another side." Obviously, you're going to want it because you haven't fucking refused anything. "Would you like chips, apple, or bread?" Better go with more bread. You had two loaves of bread, a fucking huge sandwich, and a huge salad. They gave it to you on two trays.
You're exaggerating.
They gave it to you on two trays. Bullshit. They gave it to you on two trays, and when the guy read your name, "Frank, your meal's ready," and then he saw like another complete meal, and it didn't have a name on it, and he put it together. Like, "Oh, wow, Frank is picking up two trays."
Fuck you. You were already sitting down, you fuckface.
Yeah. And then, Frank, what happened after the meal? It's interesting that you mentioned dessert and asking if my mom made it a habit of presenting dessert when she cooked. What happened after you consumed your meals?
I don't recall. I didn't get any
dessert. I decided on a pumpkin muffin. He said, "Ooh, that sounds
pumpkin
good."
I didn't get a pumpkin muffin.
I decided on the pumpkin muffin.
Oh.
And you said, "That looks good. That looks good." And you, I think you ended up getting two of the pumpkin breads.
No, I didn't get any dessert.
You got two of the pumpkin loaves.
Fuck you, you fucking. I actually have a picture of you eating that fucking muffin.
Why do you have that at the ready? I think this was 2 years ago.
I have fucking pictures in my phone for when I don't delete the pictures. I just keep them there like a buffoon.
I mean, so do I, but I don't have them cataloged where I could just
say, I don't have them cataloged either.
I have a photo of it. I've got a photo of it.
I just know I took a picture of you, so it's probably in my phone somewhere.
Interesting. It is fall, Frank. It is fall. It's time for pumpkin pie. The greatest of all pies. I defy you to come up with a better tasting pie. You can't. You might try to throw a little loop and say sweet potato, and I would say
I am the fan of the apple with the crumb on top.
Yeah, that's all right. But nothing beats pumpkin, except sweet potato, because I can never tell the difference. You could tell me, "Oh, we have pumpkin pie," and then tell me later on it was sweet potato, and I wouldn't give a shit, and I wouldn't be able to tell. Same fucking spices, slightly different color. It's a nice thing. It's nice. You put some whipped cream on it, Frank. You know how to eat it? Let me tell you. I like how I was...
Do you eat your pumpkin pie with a spoon or a fork?
Whatever I can get it. Sometimes I eat it like pizza. Sometimes I'll pick it up and honestly chew it in my hands. I'll hold on to the crust and eat it like a fucking deep dish slice. Why not? I'm a big boy, living in my own house. I can do it if I want. Yeah, Frank. Speaking of being a big boy and not peeing my pants anymore, how's life been treating you?
I had an accident a couple weeks ago.
Is everybody okay?
Well, it was an accident in my pants.
Do tell.
It's simple. I couldn't hold my bladder, so I peed my pants in the car while I was driving.
Wait.
I sent a photo.
You were driving.
Right.
And you had to pee.
Right.
So you kept driving?
I was in somebody's house, and I'm not going to ask to use somebody's bathroom in somebody's house. And I was in a very woodsy area, So I left the house. I said, all right, I'm in a woodsy area. I can drive a couple miles and take a squirt somewhere, but I couldn't hold it anymore. And once you let that sphincter muscle go for a split second, it's fucking over. I was trying to get the pee at the head of the ding-dong.
You were trying to take advantage of every possible...
Right.
Every possible
inch. So I would
let
my sphincter go for a split second, and then what happened is once you let that sphincter go, when it gets too far... It's over. There's nothing you can do at that point.
You just let it go. Okay, right. Let it go a little bit. Stop.
Right, right, right.
And then eventually, I mean, I've tried to do that too in extreme cases. And then it gets to the point where you're literally pinching the tip. It's there. It'll come out if you let go. You have to fucking clamp it down and just go wherever you can. If you're near the woods, though, you are near a bathroom. You could just piss on a tree. Like, what's the big deal?
I couldn't even get to that point. I couldn't drive. As soon as I got in my car and sat down and took off, it's when it started. I couldn't even get to that point. It was a scene, man.
And you did actually send me a picture of this.
I sent you and Ed a picture of my piss pants.
Wait, why did you send it to Ed? I understand, like, you're sending it to me so we have something to talk about, but, like, do you host a podcast with Ed?
No, I just figured it was something that would have been funny to send. That's all. I sent it to my wife too.
Can't really see it too well. Yeah, there's slightly wet pants. Oh, there it is. Just wet down the fucking leg. And honestly, just fucking terrible. But the thing is, you were in somebody's house and you realized there's an emergency. Because when you sent this to me, I said, "What the fuck is that?" This is what you told me. I was at somebody's house for work. I couldn't use their bathroom, so I went into my car and I just pissed.
Right.
That's what you told me. You didn't add this little thing of I drove up the road or whatever. You made it clear that you had to go back into that person's house. That's what you told me.
No. I didn't have to go back in the house after that. I was done after that.
Okay.
No, there was one time.
Was that the last
the time before that I had to do that, and I had to put my jacket around my waist and go in there with wet pants. And one time I shit my pants too and had to go into a house.
At what point are you going to just come up with some kind of device? Like they found on Michael Jackson. Like, we're hearing about this trial that his doctor's going through, and some of the details are that they found him with a condom catheter. Which is an idea that I didn't know existed.
Explain what a condom catheter is to me.
I didn't know this existed, but I had envisioned for years an invention that I could put over my dick and connect to a tube and run down my pant leg through the bottom of my sneaker, and I could just piss forever and blame it away and just blame it on anybody. As long as I'm not near a place where only I am.
It would just go on the floor?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if you had this condom catheter, it's basically something that slips over, rolls over your dick, and it has a tube, and it collects into a bag. Well, what I'm saying is, take the bag out of the equation, lengthen the tube, run it down a pant leg, maybe have like a little fucking, you know, like some kind of a band around your knee and around your shin so that it properly bends with your leg, and then cut a hole in the bottom of your sneaker. And run it out of the back of your shoe. Like, and just put it on once in the morning. And then when you need to go, just fucking go. And it would come right out of the back of your fucking shoe. Now think about this. There are people like cabbies who, you know, their office is a fucking car. There's no bathroom there. The people that work at that sell you street meat at those carts. They either piss while they're at the cart or piss in the water to keep it warm. They're not leaving that fucking cart. They're pissing while they're there. Cabbies piss in bottles and throw them out the fucking window. Anybody who has a workplace that is not really connected to a fucking bathroom or has a job where you have to go out of your way to piss, this would be a perfect invention. Just... You know, take the condom catheter, roll it over your dick, have a longer tube, and the cab drivers run it out the fucking window and roll it up a little bit to keep it snug. And as long as you're going fast, just fucking... Just yellow vapor coming off that fucking yellow cab.
Did you hear that audio of him when he was? He sounded like he was all intoxicated.
No, I didn't hear that.
There's audio of him. You know,
is there? I mean, is this something that is worth listening to?
If you find it.
Well, what type of stuff is he saying?
He's talking very incoherently, and it was after the doctor gave him allegedly gave him a certain drug, and you know, it's on the web somewhere.
Well, let's see.
Oh, Beth, what can I do?
Wait, what were you singing? Were you singing?
Oh, Beth, what can you do?
Yeah.
Beth, you hear me calling? You know I want you, yeah. Me and the boys are playing. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do? Is that good?
No. Yeah, I can't find that audio. And I honestly don't really care.
Why'd you ask?
I just didn't know it existed. So are you convinced it's him?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Do you think the doctor's guilty?
He's guilty of something.
If he's hired to do this, to inject those drugs into him, I mean, is it really a crime? It's what he was supposed to do.
Right. Goes back to that's what the guy ordered him to do.
The Kevorkian shit.
But his
less measured, obviously.
His hypocritic oath should have
realized
that he doesn't. You don't do something like that.
His what?
His hypocritic oath.
Hypocritic?
Hypocritic.
Don't use it if you don't know what the fuck it is.
Hypocritic oak.
Oak?
What is it? Hypocritic oak? What is it?
Yeah, it's a Hippocratic oak.
Oh, Hippocratic oak, yeah.
Such a fucking dope. So I went to a dermatologist, Frank. I went to one recently, and about 3 weeks ago, because I noticed I had some marks on me. And they froze off some weird fucking dots. They blasted me with some shit that gets it just out of the fucking picture. And then they saw this thing, this like white spot on me, like a vitiligo fucking spot. And they go, oh no, that's just fungus. It's okay, don't worry about that. That's just fungus.
You have fungus on your back?
I have a fucking, what they say is a fungal spot. And I go, well, what do you do? They're like, whatever, if you want to get rid of it, you just rub this on it. If not, whatever. Like, this is the worst doctor I've ever heard in my life, because they were doing a full scan. So I have my fucking balls out. I have my dick flopping around. Like, they're like, okay, remove the rope. And so they're looking me over, scanning me up and down. And they're like, okay. And I'm like, well, what about this thing? And I'm pointing out things they should have seen. It's I had a dark spot on my shoulder, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, I don't like the looks of that. I want to take a look. I want to take a look. Could you lay on your stomach?" Now my fucking ass is just my.
Was there women in the room?
I wasn't, like, I didn't have an audience. I had a fucking, you know, dermatologist.
No, was there they didn't have a nurse in there as well?
No, it was just the dermatologist, and she happened to have been a woman.
Oh, you had to show your ding dong in front of a woman?
Yeah, it's a doctor though.
Were you embarrassed?
No, I wasn't embarrassed. I was not embarrassed because you have to figure they have to see some pretty atrocious fucking shit. Like, they have to see like sexually transmitted fucking flesh spikes.
Is your regular
like page 69 in a fucking in a health book? That's circled.
General practitioner, a man or a woman?
I have a rotation. I mean, I don't see the same person. I go to a place.
You're an HMO.
Yeah. And, occasionally it's a woman. Whatever. And occasionally they have to feel on the back of my balls. Whatever happens. I'll tell you, have you ever had that happen where they had to feel around on your balls?
I don't think they felt my nuts, no.
I'll tell you, it's easy to say, like, yo, I hope I have a fucking female doctor that has to feel my fucking balls, because that would be the greatest day of your life. But it really isn't, because you spend the entire time no longer worrying about your health, but just praying that it doesn't fucking flop, that nothing happens, that every... Just stay the same.
You mean that you don't get a boner?
that like it doesn't move or like or swell or recede. You want it to stay exactly as presented so that there's no alarming.
You were talking it down a little bit.
Thinking it down.
Right.
Thinking it down. You don't want anything. Wait, didn't you have dick seeds that you had looked at? Didn't you ask a doctor to look at your dick seeds?
No, I just pulled them out myself.
Oh, you just popped them? You were telling me.
I used to have seeds that, back when I was in college, I used to get these black seeds that would grow on my penis.
They're not seeds.
They look like little watermelon seeds.
They're not seeds. And by the way, saying watermelon seed is not making it any less scary. These dick seeds that you mentioned on a previous episode are fucking frightening. They're like, what I was originally picturing, yeah, Steve the LARPer is in our HeroesTalk.com chat room. He's saying he was picturing sesame seeds. Picturing like, you know, when you draw.
I'm exaggerating. Yeah, yeah, probably a sesame seed.
Don't backpedal. Because now they're probably like guitar picks. You fucking sunflower. Disgusting
black,
asshole.
Like black sunflower seeds, so I had to like push them out of the skin of my ding dong.
Dude, sunflower.
Pull them out.
You had black sunflower seeds.
I had seeds that were embedded in my ding dong.
When you said I have dick seeds, the first thing you think of is like how a kid would draw a strawberry. It's just like a fucking red oval with black dots on it. Just little dots.
That was a long time. That was like 20 years ago.
That had to be some kind of like fucking worm or something, or blackheads. Like you needed to Noxzema your dick. Like you probably should have just masturbated with Noxzema to clear that shit up. But you had to painstakingly push them through your untrimmed fucking dick. Okay. Anyway, so I'm at the dermatologist and they say I don't like the looks of that. And so they like lay on your stomach, and I have my fucking ass up in the air, and they start poking at it, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm gonna numb this up a bit, and I don't see what they're doing.
Ding dong?
Yeah, my dick. They're gonna numb my dick. They're looking at a spot on my shoulder, Frank.
Oh, they're just okay.
Okay, and they say, okay, I'm just gonna numb this up a little bit, and I'm like, okay, she's really numbing this up for a while. Like I felt something at first, and I obviously don't feel anything now, so I decided I didn't know what the fuck she's doing. She's not saying anything, so I decided to look over. I turned my head over. She's got a fucking scalpel dug into my fucking skin.
Oh, wow.
She is cutting my fucking shoulder, and I have like a pock mark right on my my shoulder now. It looks like a fucking crater. It looks like a pencil. It's a pencil eraser sized crater that is pink, and that was 3 weeks ago. Still hasn't fucking healed over. And the best part is, she goes, okay, we're all done there. Just make sure you put some Neosporin on it and a fresh bandage, you know, every day or every other day. And I go, okay, well, why did you have to cut this thing off? She goes, well, we're going to run a biopsy on it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, that word is never involved in anything good. Like, you're never just going to, you know, biopsy some fucking pumpkin pie or go and use the biopsy method to make a fucking snowman. And I go, okay, so you're going to biopsy this. I know what the score is. I know what you're looking for. When will I find out if it's good or bad? Well, you know, probably nothing at all. And, you know, if you hear from us, then, you know, it's probably not good. And if you don't hear from us, then it's great. I'm like, okay. So if I don't ever hear from you again, I don't have skin cancer. Is that really the best fucking way to do this? Like, shouldn't you let me know? Like, shouldn't it be great for you to just call me and say, hey, yeah, came back, there's nothing good. Everything's fine. Or, have you ever experienced this at all?
Well, yeah. I mean, they tell you if you don't hear from us, then don't worry about it. Absolutely. I'm actually going to the doctors tomorrow because I have a lump on my neck, and I'm getting another lump on my collarbone too. So I had the lump checked out about a year ago when he said just to monitor it, but now it's starting to burned my entire face.
Sorry,
so I have to go check it out.
Wait a minute. The lump is burning your entire face?
The lump is burning now, and it's burning my neck, and my side of my face is being burnt. It feels like a burning sensation from this lump. And I'm getting another lump at in my collarbone. I have another lump as well.
Where is the bump on your neck?
It's on the left. It's a little to the left of
the
Adam's
side,
apple.
Like kind of behind your ear? Oh, yeah. On your Adam's apple.
To the left of it. I can't explain.
Shit.
So he said that he saw it twice already. He didn't think it was nothing showed up in the X-rays, but now it's starting to hurt a little bit. So I'm getting a little concerned. And next thing all I can think of is I have 6 weeks to live.
So, this is what you think you're going to find out?
Yeah.
What if you go there and he says, okay, we're going to biopsy it. And then, if you hear from us, then, it's bad. If you don't ever hear from us again, it's good. That's what they fucking told me.
I just hope they don't forget either way.
Well, so I heard this and I said, well, what would be a reasonable amount of time to have not heard from you? I said, you hear the word biopsy, you don't necessarily, take it too lightly. So how long should it be that goes by without me hearing from you? And they said, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, something like that. Like, okay, 3-4 weeks. Great. Sure. It's been 3 weeks. I haven't heard from him. Here's hoping I don't hear from him again. Do you realize, like, they probably do that so they save on annoying calls? I am going to call them every fucking day after the fourth week. Every fucking day. I will call, even when they tell me no, it's all good. I will call them every fucking day.
I'm sure they have the results by now. Okay.
I'm sure
if it was anything
they
serious, they would have already told you.
I don't know. They have a lot of people there. And you know what? I don't think they're the best of dermatologists since I had to point things out to them. They didn't notice the little cyst I had on the back of my leg, and I pointed it out to them, and they go, oh, yeah, ooh, like that, ooh.
Well, they can't, I mean.
They looked at every piece
their
of
job
me.
Isn't to
I got my fucking balls out. They're looking at my fucking balls. I have everything out. It's all out on display. They're pawing, and they're like, okay, all right. Huh? I said, well, what about this thing? Oh, ooh. And I'm like, yeah, well, what about it? Like, well, as long as nothing comes out of it, it's all good. I'm like, okay, cool, fine. That's good. So here's hoping. Another week of not hearing from them. And then after that, I will call them literally every day. And now you're probably going to have the same thing when you go and they take a look at your burning lumps. And your worst fear now is that what you're going to hear when you go there tomorrow, is it?
Well, no, I won't find anything out tomorrow. I'm just saying once I get my X-ray, I don't know.
You're thinking they're going to tell you have 6 weeks to live.
Well, eventually. And then that would be the cruelest joke in the world. Because here I am worried about dying of disease, of the certain diseases. And can you imagine if that would happen?
Yeah, I mean, eventually it's going to happen, right? Like you're gonna be dead eventually,
right?
If you before you died, if you found out you had a set amount of time, in your case, I think that would take this the way it is. It might be a little more freeing for you than other people, because I think
I'd have nothing to lose.
Hearing that is your cure. Like, you would do whatever you want. Like, it wouldn't matter now. Like, I think the first thing someone
I'd
would say
I'd heroin.
Yeah. I mean, people might say, like, I'm just going to fuck anybody. Who cares? Blah, blah, blah. I think you, instead of, like, those impulsive things, would probably be better suited to just, right off the bat, find out what it feels like to put your face next to a urinal cake that's serving active duty.
I'd stick my dick in the urinal.
Just put your cheek right on a wet urinal cake and go, doesn't matter, 6 weeks. It doesn't matter.
Oh, and get, yeah. I
40 years I've been waiting to do this. Put my fucking, my bald head in a god. I'll swirly myself. It doesn't matter. I will go and watch Ed have unprotected anal with a fucking black shemale. It doesn't matter if I'm in the same room. Why 6 weeks? The germs will be there or they won't. I don't care. I won't be. Soon enough, I think that might be your cure. while hearing that you're going to have more life is going to be great, when it's time for you to go, if you get that opportunity to know ahead of time, Frank, you're going to do some living, finally.
So, yeah, you're probably right.
Are you scared, though? Are you scared of that?
Of course I'm scared.
Yeah, I think anybody.
Are you scared?
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, it's serious. It's serious shit. I've seen a lot of people, a lot of really good people that I care about, you know, suffer from this shit. Not necessarily burning lumps or skin cancer specifically, but, you know, a lot of good people, friends, relatives, have been given that exact statement. They're like, look, this is it right here. You know? And I always wonder what that fucking feels like, hearing that. And I have to say, at one point, I may feel that in my lifetime. I might actually feel what that just ceiling dropping down on you actually feels like. I was watching a show, First 48. Have you ever seen that?
I've heard of it. I never saw it.
It's a crime show. And occasionally they convict somebody. And I was watching the sentencing of this horrible murderer. Guy killed somebody, lured them with a fake Craigslist ad, murdered him, took the car, took whatever. Just absolute heinous person. But when I heard them say, 30 years, just, I'm like, holy fucking shit. Could you imagine what it's like standing there in an ill-fitting suit? You know, because these criminals usually wear fucking basketball jerseys every single day. And then on that one day when they get caught, they finally have to wear a fucking suit. And it's usually not the best tailored suit. You're there in this poorly knotted tie in an ill-fitting suit, surrounded by people who are going to have the next 30 years, hopefully, to do whatever they want. And then some guy just tells you as a part of his job, 30 years. And while I know that guy's a complete piece of shit, I can't help but put myself right there and just try to imagine what that feels like to hear 30 years of your fucking life is gone. And still, nothing compares to the more likely scenario of a doctor telling you. What the fuck was that? Oh, all my shit just fell. Telling you all your shit just fell in the background and you're going to have to clean it up after your podcast. No. Not 30 years, 30 days. 30 days, Ken. It's too far gone now. You've probably got 30 days. Settle your affairs. By the way, you can tell by my gravelly voice, I have 3 days. So you're going to have a different doctor. I don't know why I'm doing that voice, but just the fucking gravity of hearing that shit and knowing that people I really, you know, gave a fuck about had to do that. Just fucking really. Yeah, it puts me in a state of fear, Frank. It does. And worry. And I hope I hope you're okay with your burning.
Yeah,
lumps.
I hope everything's okay with you too.
Let's say 6 weeks is what you're given. What after it all comes down. Like, you know, you hear it. Let's say you're in a state where it's like, God, all I had was a little pain in my neck. And the guy tells you 6 weeks. It all settles, all comes down. How are you going to live out those 6 weeks?
I probably would take the kids out of school and go on a bunch of vacation, a bunch of different places that I would never have been before. Hawaii, Europe, go on vacations, see different places.
Yeah, I guess that's what a lot of people would do. It's a shame that, you know, we always think, like, that's what we'll do when we know we don't have time. But when we do know that we have time, we never fucking...
Well, because, you know, I don't know, whatever.
Because what if I don't make a mortgage payment? You know, it's that fucking mentality that keeps us from actually living. It sucks. That's just how it is.
It's a goddamn shame is what it is.
It is a goddamn fucking shame. But you know what isn't a goddamn shame, Frank? internet communication. terminal cancer. Brought to you by ICU 2. That's ICU2.com. Go there and discuss your sorrows and worst fears with other people who have cameras. It's the 2011's People's Choice Award for Cancer Discussion Utilities. ICU2.com. Now, Frank, name a place on the globe. You just said Hawaii. Is that a good one?
Sure.
Let's say your disease-riddled body wants to make that vacation happen. You could probably go on ICU too, say, hey, are there any dirtbag Hawaiians here with their fucking grass skirts and their shitty fucking native fucking bullshit culture? And they'll go, and they'll say mahalo, and you say, is it nice there? And they'll go, whoa, and then you log off and you just fucking make the trip anyway because you don't really care what they think because they're savages. You could do that on ICU too. ICU2.com. Download it. It's free to try. And you know what? Pretty soon they're gonna be saying, you know what? I don't really care about what operating system you're on. I don't care what device you're on. We're gonna be fucking platform independent because we realize that everybody else is eating our fucking lunch. ICU2.com. The pioneers of internet communication. ICU too. Frank, I gotta say, had some fun here. I missed you on the last show where we had a couple of college kids, Calvin and Mikey, trying to work out their issues, trying to get these two kids who were essentially strangers to like each other, to be friends, to be friendly. And I caught a lot of shit for that episode. I'm pretty sure you didn't listen. I don't hold it against you, but they wanted to know how they could become friends. And I gave them some advice. I told them exactly what they needed to do. I tried to get Calvin involved, little computer nerd Calvin involved. And I get nothing but shit. I get arrows tossed at me from Keith FU on the fucking Heroes Talk forum. Can you believe it, Frank?
I call him Keith Fuck You.
Whoa, not even Keith FU anymore. It's Keith Fuck You.
Right.
Interesting. I get bombs tossed underneath me from Best in Show Chris. They said, you did him dirty, man. You did Calvin dirty. You picked on him. You had some, you know, supposedly hidden implications of him enjoying dicks. You know, you just did him dirty, man. It just felt like I was listening to someone being bullied. He's not going to be helped by this. It's just going to, you made an example out of him for your own benefit. You picked on him. He's just going to remain that nerd in the corner of a room. It's not going to happen. They're not going to be friends. Him and Mikey are never going to go out. They're never going to enjoy each other. And guess what, Frank? I got a fucking drunken Skype call from Calvin and Mikey who says, guess who just drank their first beer? And then they panned the camera over to Calvin, shit-faced, with all of the people around him and all of the people in that room equally shit-faced. Seven of these fucking people, strangers, now hanging out as one. Calvin got fucking wasted illegally, mind you. He is not of age, but he is in Canada, and they don't really care. With the people that nobody thought would be his friends. He is now part of a crew. Why? Is it because he stopped wearing the black socks? No, he still wears the shitty, dumb, fucking child rapist black socks. Is it because maybe he opened up a little bit? He gave half of a shit and made a little bit of an effort like I was telling him to? Yes! Thank you. Thank you very much. I sit here vindicated. And according to me, the cold case that was Calvin and Mikey's friendship is now forever closed. I want to say thank you to them for being a part of my show, being a little bit of a footnote in the history of the DJ New Style Show. Enjoy your new friendships. Enjoy them. Treasure them, because you never
know. Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. You had something, Frank?
No, I just didn't know if we had a good show or not. I wasn't sure.
God, see, now you threw me for a loop, because I kind of thought we did. To be honest.
It's always nice to get another opinion.
I mean, we did do the downer kind of stuff. I mean, did you think that was too much? Or?
I don't know. I that's what I'm afraid of, and I just wanted to see if I don't know. I always like to get another
opinion. Well, I mean, even with medical issues, I need a second opinion. Why wouldn't I need one with this? I just hope they're receptive. I just hope they're receptive.
Silence speaks volumes. Bastards.
Hi, do we have a good show tonight?
I'm sorry?
Did we have a good show tonight?
No.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sorry, I'm busy.
Hold on one second. My friend...
Oh, Beth, what can you do? Beth, you hear me calling? You know I want you, yeah. By the way, the boys are playing. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do? I want to point
Is
out,
good?
What
Frank Skintags pointed out via Twitter that in his neck of the woods, home fries equal American fries.
Nice.
That's my eye.
Nice.
Thank you.
What part of the world is he from?
He's from the Midwest.
Of course. Well, again, can't please everybody, apparently. Another bad show in the hole, in the can, ready to be downloaded and hopefully enjoyed. Hopefully you find some way to connect with this fucking show. Whether it's through DJNewStyleShow.com, our official website, or whether it's on Twitter, or Tumblr, or YouTube, or Facebook. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. I want to thank Frank for being a huge part of the show's success, a huge part of this show's history. Whether or not he has itchy lumps that are going to take him away from us. Frank, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Beth, I hear you calling.
Thank you. Also, how fucking busy are you at 11:30 at a fucking McDonald's? What, the month-end report's due tomorrow? Sorry. Have a good night. Chat Roulette's next if you're live. For the tea of the-